drinking bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Bring back the dink.
Right. Bring him back the dink.
You're not bringing back the fucking dink. I can't see any more of those pictures.
I'm bringing back the dink, bro. You know, I met his brother-in-law.
No, you didn't.
I did
in Djibouti.
Where?
In Djibouti.
You're fucking full of shit.
I'm not full of shit at all. Peter Dinklage's
you
brother.
You met the dink's brother-in-law?
Yeah, his brother-in-law is a SEAL. That's all I can say, though. Like,
shut the fuck
I had
up.
Specific,
is this real?
Yeah, this is absolutely real. I had specific.
Matt, can you confirm this?
I have specific.
No, but that just made me think if there was like a SEAL Team 6.5 and it was just a bunch of vertically challenged individuals.
I don't think that's polite.
Can you imagine them kicking down a door? You wouldn't even want to shoot them.
Everyone's looking straight ahead. Like, where are they? They're running right by you.
It's like Star Wars when the Ewoks attack. You know?
Right you know what picture I get 1,000 times is Peter Dinklage dressed up in that. In that garb, like a
little
jihadist.
That's why there's a random photo of me with a guy with his shirt off.
I think that's you justifying you having a Navy SEAL shirtless photo with a dude
you're so bad.
Yeah, Jared,
in
that is
bed.
Your dream. Yeah. That is your fucking dream.
I'm just saying, dink. We're closer to the dink than we've ever been.
Oh, did you hit him up and let him know?
No, I didn't want to bring that up. It was my first time meeting him, so there was somebody that introduced me to him that listens to the show religiously.
Got it.
Was the one that prepped me on it. And
so did you get his number?
Yeah, I mean, I can contact him.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Dude, you know who else's number I have?
Whose?
I've got O.J. Simpson's last working number.
You're lying,
no.
Dude.
No, I'm dead serious. How do I... Man, I wonder if I can do this through the... I probably can't. So I called the number, and it's him. And it's a genuine message of like, oh, fuck. That's really O.J. Simpson. One. Two, it sounds like it really is his fucking voicemail... where it was like, you know, when people pause and stutter and they're like, hey, I'm not here. You know, leave a message. It was that.
So
it seemed genuine. Jared, maybe on the next podcast, I can give you the number and we can plug it in and call it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Through the,
we could do that.
Fuck, that's so cool.
No. But look, we're not going to give out his number, but we can hear his voice message. It's pretty crazy.
We should compile a list of all the fucked up numbers we have in our phones.
Oh, dude, so yeah. I sold a bunch of...
I've got a lot. I'm sure you guys do, too,
actually. I sold a bunch of Army guys this girl's phone number that I went to high school with while I was deployed once, and we haven't spoken since after she found out that I did that. So we should
yeah,
call her.
I wonder why, Jared.
We should call
I wonder
her.
Why.
Yeah, I like that.
We should call her.
Who's her? Who is she?
I think her name was Angela.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jared, that's one of those things you do, and then you play man in the mirror, like, for the next 5 years of your life, because you're ashamed of what you did. Yeah.
I wasn't ashamed. I thought it was funny.
Drop it in.
I wrote my sister's, for like a month, I wrote my sister's number inside Shitters.
What the fuck, dude?
God. Your own sister?
I know. I would never do that, dude. That's funny.
Man.
We should go through all the Plenty of Fish numbers.
That's Jared.
We should call him and interview him.
Yeah, just interview him. Yes, like, do you remember a guy about 8 years ago named?
Yeah.
what we really should do is hit some sponsors so we can get in some weird
shit. We got a few sponsors who pay for this whole canoe.
Ross,
I practiced this
today just for this. I can say all of our sponsors in less than a quarter of a second.
Bullshit.
Go ahead.
Ah!
What we want everybody to do at home is slow that down.
He said,
slow it down as slow as you can, and then you can hear all of them.
He said he goes, I fuck you. I legit thought that you were gonna like come up with some Jared Taylor I'm awesome thing.
Nope. Yeah. Not a prayer.
Nope.
Not a prayer,
God
Matt.
Damn it.
That was fun. That was fun.
We're gonna need a lot more sponsors.
You know what else is fun? We got a new sponsor here, kid.
Oh shit.
Yeah. We got a company called Wear Kennedy, W-E-A-R Kennedy, like JFK, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
W-E-A-R, W-E-A-R.
Man, they've got
back and
dude,
to the
they've
left.
They've got
back
dope ass
and to the left.
Back and to the left. So on your computer, you type in back and to the left.
No, it's like a radio station at 30.8. It is W-E-A-R Kennedy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, anyways, huge fan. I actually wore their shit before they were a sponsor of the show. So when they hit us up, I was like, "Yo, I know you. Like, I use your shit." And they were like, "Get the fuck out of here." And I was like, "I've got the bathing suit and the sunglasses, man. Like, I want them." They do these sweet ass bathing suits. They're shorty short bathing suits, old school like JFK used to wear. They've got the sunglasses just like JFK used to wear, and they've got fucking spoons.
JT's choking right now.
Jared just
when you talk about the style of shorts, he got lost.
He got freaked out. No, dude, I checked their shit out, man. That's super dope. It reminds me of like where Melissa would only shop, which is my wife. She like all the koozies, the bathing suits, all of that shit. It's like up her alley.
Yeah,
they're
based out of Rhode Island. You get free shipping on orders over $10. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros. It'll save you 10% off, and you get a free koozie with every purchase.
You might have
seen me drinking at them this weekend. It was one called Make America Lit Again. You know, goddamn well I did that. And they got keychains that with a bottle opener.
Is that a reference to the band?
May or may not be a cocaine spoon.
Is that
it
a
may
reference
or may not
to
be a cocaine spoon?
That song, "My Own Worst Enemy," or Ziploc bag? Is that what that "Make America Like Lit Again"? Is that what you said?
Oh, Jared, I can't. I can't.
I feel like every time Jared talks, you're like you're an Instagram white girl. Like I can't.
I can't even.
And keep it in my pocket. Keep it in my pocket.
We got exciting new sponsors, Jared, and you're going weird
super
already.
Super excited about
you're
it.
You're going weird.
I want to thank them for supporting the channel, letting us.
I've got to talk about
fun.
One sponsor when we get there because I got a lot of complaints today.
You did?
Yeah.
From who was it?
From a sponsor.
You can start with that sponsor now.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say complaints. They were confused for the first half of the day why they kept receiving happy photos of Asian people.
Who was it? Tell me who it was.
And with the words, "Thank you, Strike Force."
Yes. Yes. Hey, that leads us into our next sponsor, Strike Force Energy. Call in the Strike Force. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for the best, the finest little tin pouch in the land that'll change your life, that'll wake you up, that'll get your dick a little harder than it should be. It's the best energy drink that God has ever created. You can put it in water. You can put it in every single liquid, liquor, beer, fucking LaCroix. I put it in LaCroix.
Everything. You can inject it in your bloodstream. I'm on some Strike Force right now.
It's like drinking toddler blood. That's how good it is. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. They ship anywhere around the world. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 20% off every order in there, which is amazing. And they have a subscription. I highly recommend a subscription.
I'm drinking Strike Force and water right now, so that's surprising.
Look at you. Are you leaning out, Matt? You're leaning out?
No, I'm waiting to get more whiskey. I walked in here to the podcast office, and I did not bring whiskey with me. So.
Oh, well, when the other Matt gets in here, we'll send him in for the whiskey.
Yeah, I could use some whiskey. But so, Strike Force, man. That's my jam.
StrikeForceEnergy.com. Dude. Promo code Drinkin' Bros, 20%.
Hey, no
promo code White Railroad. Promo code White Railroad.
That's not a real promo code.
That's not the real promo code.
Drinking Bros.
No.
Hey, Ross, I will say this. One of my good buddies, John, here, he's in the police academy. He's a good buddy of ours. I gave him a bunch of Strike Force. And I was like, hey, dude, because he's in the police academy, they can't drink coffee or caffeine through the day, but they can do it before. So I gave it to him. I'm like, have this in the morning, and you'll get fucking motivated. And he literally came back to me like a crackhead, scratching his neck, like, hey, man, you got any more of that Strike Force, man?
Yeah.
So I had to go crack open my case and give him the rest of it. But
got any more
We record out of Wilmington here in Huify. Josh Harkins is drinking Strike Force as we speak. Like
I've got the whole office
over here addicted to it. And if you're having some Strike Force, let's say you're hungry. Let's say you're looking for a snack. Go to carnivoreclub.co.
Rawr.
Man, you know it's that time of the show when you're breaking out the Carnivore Club.
If I could make the sound of a maple leaf, I would.
I know. I took it down. By the way, I had my family down at the beach this weekend. I had Carnivore Club down there.
Dude, that's the shit, man. I said I bought my dad the Father's Day thing. He was like fucking thoroughly impressed. I probably should buy him the monthly subscription.
That's something I always just love having around the house. It's like, you know what I mean? When you have people like, hey.
Same
you,
here. You know, I crushed it this weekend.
Because the preserved meats are so good. It's not, you're not going to eat it for dinner or lunch. But when you like 3 p.m. when I'm a fucking fat kid, I'm always like, Carnivore Club.
Dude, I saw
my stick in the fridge.
I saw an amazing ad yesterday for Carnivore Club. It was this woman got out of her car in China and just got scooped up by a tiger and ate. They should just put the Carnivore Club logo after that, like Carnivore Club.
Garrett, you were on a slow boat to China.
Yeah,
today,
he's having a good time tonight.
That really happened.
A girl got ate by a tiger, yeah, Ross.
One female wounded, I think,
an opportunity. You just put the Carnivore Club logo on the end of that video.
I'm sure they took the tiger down.
Don't eat people, eat Carnivore Club.
Yeah, it's like, dude, unless CarnivoreClub.co starts selling tiger meat, I don't know how that's relevant. You know what I'm saying?
No, it just says Carnivore Club. We don't ship to tigers.
Oh boy,
man!
It's gonna be a long show, kid.
Yeah, wow! I'm in the middle of some shit right now.
We don't ship to tigers.
Yes, they gotta eat humans.
It's so fucking good.
If they did ship to tigers, Matt, you're in
the middle of a pair of underwear and a toilet tonight. It's gonna be a shit show over there, my man.
I feel like Daddy just slapped Mom at the dinner table. I don't know what the fuck to do. All right.
Oh boy! Look! I am not there. Go to CarnivoreClub.co for all the tastiest meats you've ever had. They deliver to your house every month with a subscription. Type in the promo code DRINKINBROS. You get 10% off of every box. We get it every month. We love that shit over here. You know what else we love is the little TartarusOrdnance.com.
Yeah.
That's TartarusOrdnance.com. AKA I wish a motherfucker would.
We actually
TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. They got guns. They got ammo. They got belts. They got every fucking thing you could possibly need if somebody breaks into your house and tries to test your fucking manhood. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every order.
We shot today, Ross. We took some ammo out from Tartarus and shot it at the range. Rocco and I, and we had a buddy doing his CHL class, so he asked us to do some instruction for him. So Rocco and I were.
That's right. I saw your video on Instagram.
Some tips.
Yeah, we'll shoot it up.
I saw your video on Instagram.
Yeah, you know, I'm over here trying to shoot fucking hostages in the head, and Rocco says dick shots work better. He's shooting dudes in the dick.
Yeah, you can't rape chicks without a
dick. Yeah, Rocco, you know what would go good after a nice dick shot is some warfightertobacco.com.
Yeah. Dude, I've been smoking
I know they're your favorite cigars. They're hand-rolled in the DR and the Dominican Republic, made with the finest Cubano seeds on the planet.
And they're combat veteran owned, baby.
Combat veteran owned.
Yeah,
like
100% combat veteran owned. Cigars are amazing. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off. And if you sign up for their newsletter, I think you get 10% off for the rest of your life. So if you smoke cigars, your dad smokes cigars, your baby smokes cigars, get into warfightertobacco.com.
The garage smells
and
like look, it. It smells
Hey, Ross,
great.
Let me give him a quick shout out, dude. They sent me for my birthday an actual humidor filled with cigars, man. So it was a
get the fuck out of here.
I swear to you, dude. So it was actually quite impressive, and I mean, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for supporting us, and love the cigars, man. Keep them coming.
Yeah, Warfighter Tobacco. I smoked one while I was reading At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the greatest book ever written, the first ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written. I wrote it. It is available on Amazon, Audible, everywhere you want to be. It's not Walmart. It's banned in Walmart.
Yeah,
Walmart.
I like to go to Walmart, even though my credit card, I think, got stolen from there. And some asshole.
You know, I haven't been to Walmart in like 2 years.
My wallet got stolen,
Hey, Matt, too. Somebody took your credit card there, and they don't support nudity or strong offensive language in books. Wow. I don't know if we need to go there,
so
Matt.
Dumb.
I think they're going to be absolutely
so
dumb.
Hashtag fuck Walmart, bitch.
Dude, that's like pretend.
Hey, Walmart, come at me, bro. That's fucking
pretend,
come at me.
That's pretend morals because 90% of their products are made by fucking 12-year-olds.
Right? You should be like Dan Bilzerian and go fuck yourself, pussy.
Whoa!
Yeah, what? Shots fired. Shots fired.
Someone send it to him.
Shots fired in El Paso tonight.
No, my credit card got stolen, dude.
And we're braming Dan?
No, I don't know. I just got mad.
That'd be
$600 of charges at Chick-fil-A. I'm like, I wasn't even mad. I was like, if you bought everybody Chick-fil-A, I'm cool with that. But how did you spend $600 at Chick-fil-A?
Ah, some kid fucking
dude. That sounds like a ghetto paradise, dude. I love Chick-fil-A more than life.
Yeah, I mean, I think they must.
Hey, man, I got this card. Let's go to Chick-fil-A.
Hopefully they fed the homeless.
That's what I'm going with.
At least that's
cool.
Because
I'm not getting that money back.
Not a prayer, Rocco.
They stole my wallet.
We are in El Paso.
Yeah, they stole my wallet, just took the cash and dumped it in the trash.
What was the weather like in El Paso today?
Hundreds.
What was
Kuwait?
The temperature?
It's just called Kuwait.
High 90s.
Kuwait.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck.
El Paso
dude.
Is just Kuwait.
12 years of slave heat?
Here's
fucking, 12 years of slave heat out there?
Here's the crazy thing. 15 minutes ago, we just had a fucking thunderstorm and the roads are fucking flooded.
Yep.
What the fuck is that about?
El Paso.
But we've got a beautiful fan right now. We feel good.
Hey, hopefully they were eating that Chick-fil-A outside, and now their whole meal is ruined.
Well, before we get into Chick-fil-A, because we'll talk about that. At night she cries. See, I'm so bad at segues. We want to give a shout out to Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah,
you know, drinking
Black Rifle Coffee. Hey, so I got
who is
everybody
that?
Loves Black Rifle. By the way, what's is it available on Amazon? I got hit up a few times.
I don't know. There might be a delay.
It might be a delay, but in the very near future, it'll be on Amazon Prime. But what I will say, gentlemen, not that I'm talking about spreading. But the difference
spreading your seed.
Yeah, the difference of price. If you go to Amazon, it's not roast to order. On Black Rifle, it is roast to order, which means the coffee is more fresh. Because the way Black Rifle, which sets it apart, and I know nothing about this, but Evan gives me classes, is that within the second you purchase it, your coffee is actually roasted within 24 hours, and then it's mailed out within 48 to 72 hours. So, like, you get the most perfect roast bean. And I think, what's the shelf life? Like, 3 months on coffee?
Three weeks. Something like that.
And I never knew that.
I'll just say this. We learned a lot of new information about a company that will be unnamed. About kind of what goes on. So that has changed our path, or the path for Black Rifle. So continue to go to the Black Rifle website.
Yeah.
we'll just say that.
And we just got, we just got a nice
care
package.
I have no idea where you're at tonight.
Don't worry.
I'm going to put your face on a fucking
That's one of those things I can't say on the podcast.
Well, then you shouldn't have said it, fucking weirdo.
No, you can say it without names.
Gotcha.
As long as you're being unnamed.
Now, we should score this entire episode with Riders on the Storm by the Doors and just let Jared dance.
Yeah.
Just dance.
Well, either way.
Mic him up and let him dance
Roth,
the rest of the time.
They sent us a nice care package, and I appreciate it, guys at Black Rifle. Thanks for hooking me up.
Yeah, they did. Thank you guys at Black Rifle. They sent us out a fucking massive thing.
It's the friend of the show, friend of the family. It's Evan Hafer.
Yeah.
We love Evan.
We love Evan.
No, you don't.
Don't you get 20%?
No, you don't.
You get 20%.
Why don't you just back off a little bit over there? You don't love him. You don't know what love is.
You know what
is,
I say? I say fuck Black Rifle, because half the time I'm wearing their shirts promoting them, and I don't even promote our own company because I like their shit so much.
We forget about it.
Stop making such cool shirts, Evan. Come on.
Rush,
nah, we're kidding. They're family.
You can't be over there talking about how much you love him. You know how I get.
I know how you get. You want to put me in one of those Tesla cars that crashed today. Those autopilot cars.
That did happen.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
By the way, so this is your whole future that you dreamed of, Jared. It's now coming true. There's automatic cars on the road, and it killed a guy today.
Yeah, did it really?
You know what though?
It did.
I read the stats. Like, they're in the millions of miles in one fatality. I'd love to see. I mean, every time I drive around Texas, we've got a light up board that says just in 2016, 2,000 people have died here. Like, so cool. One dude died from your fucking self-driving cars. I'd love to see what the stats are on regular people.
No, there is different instances. I did see a car crash with there was a trailer, not this one that you're talking about, Ross, because I didn't read the whole story, but there was like a trailer half in the median of the road. So it wasn't completely stopped. It was stopped. But it wasn't in the flow of traffic, and it just fucking T-boned it. But what do you think about
that,
Ross?
Here's what it says.
Go ahead.
It said Tesla's automation didn't notice the white side of a tractor trailer.
During crossover, though, that's a big thing. You're in thermal crossover.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Thermal crossover is right at the golden hour. You ever have past 13?
What?
You ever used a PAS 13?
Oh, like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay,
you.
Thermal crossover is essentially between 5 and 8 p.m. where everything starts to cool down and becomes the exact same temperature. As everything that's so all these automated cars, they're using both. They're using radio, they're using sonar, they're using thermal.
Now I get it.
So what happened was this happened in the evening during thermal crossover, so that white face of the tractor trailer blended in with the horizon based on its temperature.
Wow.
There's Jared.
That's
today,
how you
Welcome
to Drinking Bros, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back.
So how do you defeat that? How do you defeat that?
You don't. I mean, that's why targeting between certain thermal times with just a thermal camera you can't do.
So people
because the
die.
Heat signatures are so the same, it doesn't stick out.
Everything starts to there's that period where
we don't know this shit, dude. We did nighttime operations at thermals. That's all we did.
Just blow shit up, dude.
I just know you don't use thermal in the day; you use it at night.
Iraq during the day. The sun heats everything up, so it's cement.
I get the concept.
Just white it out and shit. Blah,
once
blah.
You reach that dusk time and the sun starts to go down, there's about a period of an hour where everything starts to blend in.
All
at the
I was
same
ever taught was that the Indians attack at dawn.
Yeah. It's called stand two.
Yeah. Standard. Stock standard Indians.
Right,
stock
didn't they used to
Indians,
drink
obviously.
A fuck ton of water before they went to bed so they'd wake up and piss and get up before the...
I don't know, but I know I always had a pool guard at that time.
But so think about this.
Jacked off a lot.
Here's the thing. Those cars who've drove 130 million miles without a single fatality, show me somewhere, anywhere in fucking human existence that goes.
But would you trust it, Jared? Would you trust it and own one of those cars currently today?
I mean, I would think it's just as safe as anything else.
Man, I don't know.
Really?
I wouldn't have like
you drive 130 million miles and you have one accident.
Yeah, you don't like, think that fucking statistic is a little floated?
Come on, I don't even know what that means. Huh? Fuck
that. I'm just saying. So think of a human.
Inflated.
Think of a human. What's your average human drives 15,000 miles a year?
I've gotten several car accidents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lifespan of a human, let's say 60 years of driving.
Yeah.
Times 15.
Okay.
Where are we at?
We're real.
I'm sorry, you
want
me to do the math on that? I wasn't paying attention.
That's nowhere near 130 million miles. How many accidents you average in your lifetime?
Yeah, but you're
maybe six.
But you're basing it off accidents. This is a fatality.
I'm just saying, Texas alone has 2,000 people that have died in 2016.
Yeah, a lot of those are motorcycle.
Fuck.
And drunks. Wasted drunks. Now, if you're... there should be the drunk setting on the Tesla where it's like, I'm fucked up. And sure, I'll have it drive me.
I'm going to go and risk my life.
It's a giant red button that says, I'm fucked up.
Take
and I want
to
press that.
This comes down to this.
We'll see how the odds go.
Texting and driving. Do you guys do it?
I can't say yes or no. I'm going to confirm or deny.
Here's the
thing. You motherfuckers are operating the internet driving. No, you're not.
Really, really, honest, the only people that I feel safe texting and driving are always A-10 pilots. They're just
tablet.
They're so used to doing seven things at once that this is like next level for them. But they're weird humans. So, number two, like I have cut down to texting and driving only when I'm on the freeway because the freeway's predictable. You don't have a fucking
and you're going 80 miles an hour. So when
but
you crash,
still,
you die.
There's not a chance of a dude on a big wheel like fucking coming out on the freeway. Like, whereas in the neighborhood, you're looking down, all of a sudden the dude's on a bike. Like,
I want a meme of that. I only text on the freeway. Yeah. There is no logic in that.
Because it's majorly straight.
You're going faster. You're going faster.
I think there's more fatalities on a freeway than anything else.
Actually, majority of accidents are within 5 miles of your house. Look the statistic
of my house?
Of everybody's house. So number two.
That's an antiquated statistic.
I wouldn't just, like, this dude is just like, he gets in his car and takes his fucking shoes off and lets the car drive him home. I don't think I would use this feature.
Agreed.
A lot. Yeah. I think I would, we're on a road trip, we're on the freeway, engage. I mean, I would still kind of, there's always going to be that second
you'd
guessing
be, you'd
thing.
Be semi-active in the participation of it. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what cruise control is now, though. We already have that.
No, is this guy going to sue?
He's dead.
His family?
Sorry. Yeah, I think his lawsuit is going to fall on deaf ears, Rocco.
His family. I apologize. Is his family going to sue?
No. I would imagine. I can only imagine. Or unless this is so new, the technology, that they made him sign some kind of crazy paperwork.
I guarantee every time you engage autopilot, it says you're using this at your own risk.
Yeah. A midget could literally fuck you in the ass, and we're not liable.
We're not.
Yes, Tesla.
I don't know how Tesla would be liable for that. A midget rape.
We'll see. But Jared, I saw Miss Cleo died today.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but she predicted her own death.
Cleo,
she predicted her own death.
She did predict it.
She's the TV psychic.
Did she really?
That's an easy joke.
She was worse than TV. She was the 1-900 psychic. Not even on TV.
She was the first one.
Oh,
you remember?
She's the black
kids?
Lady, right?
Yeah.
The black lady. Okay.
Yeah. Miss Cleo, like, oh.
Yeah. she died. What'd she die of? What'd she die of?
She's 53. She died of too many thoughts, Matt. Too many thoughts.
Shut up.
A lot of thoughts.
No, she's lived enough lives for, oh, God, I could keep going on these jokes forever.
Yeah, we're good.
Right now, it's unknown, except to her. God damn it. I can't stop it. I can't. You're going to have to pull the mic from me.
Man.
But it got me thinking. Have you ever been to a psychic? Because I've been. I've been to one.
Oh, you would. Dude. You would. You already know why.
I have not. I have not. My sisters, they tell me to go. I keep telling them, no, I'm good. It's just not for me. Maybe one, because I don't want to hear what the fuck they have to say, because it would probably scare the dog shit out of me. And two, I don't know if I believe it. But I tell you what.
Yeah, how big is that in the Mexican culture,
Rocco?
Dude,
it's fucking huge. Here's the thing. So
I know. I heard it was.
It's so big because there's like old ladies who have like a power to fucking feel spirits and all this weird shit. But I actually had lunch with a buddy of mine about 2007. And this was about a year and a half after, you know, we lost my squad leader and team leader, you know, in the military. And I was still a little hung up on it, you know, bothered by it. And this dude sat there at the table and he was like, hey, man. I don't want to freak you out or anything, man, but you got two spirits that are really looking out for you. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I just got up and left. Dude, I was like, fuck you. I don't want to hear that shit. My buddy told me. He goes, yeah, he's one of those dudes that sees shit. I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking ever hear shit like that again, dude.
Gay.
Really? Yeah. So wait, it was a guy who saw shit?
Yeah, this dude, he was a, what do they call those guys? What do they call them when they're able to freaking tune into that shit? Goddamn, they call them something, I don't know, whatever it's called, but that's what he used to do, I guess, and he would see these auras and spirits and weird shit.
But yeah, like visions and. But
that's the
yeah.
Dude, that's the problem with that is if you search for an understanding in what they say, you're gonna find it. So it's like two people are looking over you. You know how many two people you could associate yourself? Right. Oh my God, my grandfather and grandmother died, or whatever the case is. And that's what psychics do. They find vulnerability in humans and they exploit that for their own personal gain and monetary gain.
I think there's I think it's half and half.
I think it's a bunch of bullshit if you ask me.
I think it's half and half.
So you don't believe in ghosts at all?
No.
You don't feel like you've ever seen a ghost?
No.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man.
Never.
I get a little nervous about ghosts. I do.
No. Well, my dad didn't raise a pussy again. just kidding.
hey.
No, I am a spiritual person where I do believe that you can't explain everything, right? I'm a fucking basic human, but at the end of the day, like, I believe science, right? So it's like, you can't explain everything, and we're kind of dumb beings, so you can't, you know, believe that we know everything. But at the end of the day, like, unless it's an active thing and how many years we've been on this earth, I'm not really too worried about it.
Jared, have you ever seen a ghost? Felt like you've seen a ghost or even believe there is such thing?
I don't think I've seen a ghost.
Do you believe
it? There's weird shit that happens. I'm not throwing that away, but if you lock me in a fucking haunted house and give me a Glock, cool, because I'll shoot the fucking raccoons and the bear. Well, and I don't want to shoot a bear with a Glock. I just piss it off. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about that at all. I would not be scared.
I am not scared of ghosts. It's a freaky ass thing when you fucking feel like there might be something like that.
I just want the female version of Casser, because that'd be a good blowjob, dude.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
What?
So, hey, my grandpa,
I think it was in Ghostbusters 1.
My grandfather's house here, dude, Ross, in El Paso. Dude, they're from a small town in Canotillo. And it's kind of like this. I'm telling you, it's so old school that when my grandmother and grandfather died, we actually had to dig out the hole ourselves. And then you put them in there, and then you bury them back up yourself. It's not like an old school thing.
What?
Yeah, so it's still very, very old school. I mean, my great grandmother, my great grandfather, my grandfather, my grandmother, all buried in the same location, as well as my uncle. But yeah, so you actually dig the hole. The family comes out.
I remember you talking about this. This is so cool.
Yeah, the tradition is the family. So it's usually the grandsons cover the body back up. The sons of the person usually create the hole. So the sons so it's kind of like the respecting, like, I'm going to dig the hole for you. And then, so, dude, imagine the feeling of me grabbing a fucking shovel full of dirt and dropping it onto my grandmother's casket, and you hear the clunk, clunk, clunk. You're like, holy shit, this is really emotional, because it's a lot different, man. And you're carrying it from one point to the other to it, so it's different. And
I think we could have changed that, though, with culture. Like, I think we went way depressing with death where we could have celebrated it.
Well, yeah, it's weird how it is.
I love that, Jared. That's wonderful. Yeah.
But that's the old school way they still do there.
I've kind of switched my whole opinion.
Let me finish what I was saying. Yeah. There's my grandfather. Once he passed away, my grandfather used to wake up around like 4 in the morning and start feeding the dogs and fucking burning the trash and all the weird shit, right? If you stay in his house, man, it scares me for some reason, but I hear his feet sliding across the ground. And so we all keep a radio running at all times in the house at night. or else you hear weird shit. And I'm like, dude, I can't fucking sleep because I don't want to think that's Grandpa fucking skimming his feet across the room.
Maybe that's mean to him.
I bet. I think it's real, Rocco. I think
that's
it's
mean
real.
To
I
him. Just,
shut up, Grandpa.
You're being mean to him, putting the fucking radio on.
I don't want
one thing that he's able to like get past over the two dimensions.
Yeah.
You're drowning it out.
Right? Like,
scared out of my mind.
Rocco, I think it's real. I think it's justified. I think your grandfather wants to say hello to you.
Exactly.
He wants to say hello, but Rocco's got the goddamn radio on, so he can't hear it.
Yeah, like, Grandpa, I don't want to hear it right now. I'm trying to sleep.
Dude, Jared, you just said a really cool thing, and I'll let you exploit on this, but Jared and I were talking about this, because the more friends you have, I think, that pass in the military, and the older you get, your friends die of cancer, yada, yada, and all this other shit. Isn't it shitty, the culture that we've developed, that death is
dumb.
It's a negative thing? And I've been to a lot of funerals, and I always get really frustrated with the fact that people use it as like a way to promote their own sorrow.
Themselves,
so it's like,
dude.
It's so hard for me.
That
it's so hard for this. And like,
me nuts.
It should be a celebration of the life we lost across the board.
It
I
was
mean,
like funny. Yeah. I had a guest here this weekend, just a family friend and stuff like that. And Caitlin was sitting at the computer, and she pulled up like the photos I was tagged in on Facebook.
Yeah.
Went all the way back to the beginning and just started cycling through them. It was like every like 30 photos, funeral. Funeral, funeral. Yeah. Oh, that's that guy. Oh, that's that guy. That's it. My this guy's looking at me like, holy fuck, dude. It's like every 3 months you're at a funeral. It comes with the fucking.
Well, it's funny, man, because
career.
Guys like us, who end up losing guys, you know, often, or family, whatever the case, we can handle it pretty well nowadays. We're like, oh man, that sucks. Well, it's kind of life, right? Even especially the people that die of old age, you're like, oh, they lived a good life. Good for them.
But like,
right? And then someone outside of our circle is like, super emotional, man. You're like, whoa, dude, chill.
Get my cat down.
I mean, I understand like the mourning period, especially when you have like a life built, like a wife that lost her husband overseas.
Yep.
That's a traumatic thing. You have a family, like that's a huge, huge hurdle to get over, and I can't imagine it. But through the friendship perspective, like if I fucking died tomorrow, I wouldn't want a black funeral where people are crying or my casket. I'd want you guys to go to the Irish pub, put a fucking picture of me up, and everybody like write a cool story. Like,
I'd
man, this is who Matt was. Yeah. He was a fucking asshole.
I'd be too busy chewing people out talking about how best friends they were with you. Like,
yeah,
bitch, you haven't hung out with him in like 9 years. Your best fucking friend's gone. Get the fuck out of here. Dude, that drives me fucking
dude,
crazy.
We were so close.
Someone dies, and now they have 600 best friends.
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
Look,
but that's
I think Matt, I think we should have your thing in West Hollywood.
Oh god,
right on the street.
Can we see how much gay cum we can get squirted on my picture of me?
Oh, jeez.
Just a full 18 hours of like say goodbye to Matt, and it's just go as hard as you can.
It's called the goodbye cream pie.
Oh, the goodbye. So it's a sex doll. It's a sex doll with your face on it.
No, that's gross.
No,
just a picture on like a painting like stand.
I think it'd be good if it's a sex doll.
Yeah,
and
Rocco,
just,
let's not.
We get it. You like
sex
dolls, but goodbye cream pie. You know,
goodbye cream pie. That's so gross.
Don't say you're friends with me. Just come on me.
Gross. It's just a life size picture.
I'm cool with female sports too.
You guys got to do the will, and you have. I named you as a decision maker for things.
Yes.
So everybody has to go through you. Like, you've got the will,
your
and it tells,
gonna
it tells
me.
You where everything's
going.
You
left
going.
Your head to me, dude.
I did.
You left
I,
your
I
head le- to me.
I left my head to Ross.
Yes.
So,
hey,
but,
by the way, was that real? Was that real?
Absolutely. Dude, I even sent you the thing. You're the decider. I thought it was just funny that you and Jesse decide on whether or not I get unplugged. You're the living will fucking decider.
Oh, you gave that to them?
Oh,
to
gosh.
Ross and Jesse.
Yeah.
Because I just think it would be, I honestly, in my head, if I'm on life support, I think it would be hilarious to have Ross standing up there holding a binder telling my entire family what the decision was going to be.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Listen,
you
ladies
are
and gentlemen.
Fucked in the head, but that's
great. I am, completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've arrived at a decision.
Dude,
I'd like Jared to stay alive for 13 more days.
This is a crazy part of that, too. It's like, I think, and I don't mean to take this away from anybody, like, I'm close to my family. I love my family. My dad is awesome. My mom is awesome. I love my brothers across the board. But when it comes to knowing who the fuck I am, you guys know me so much better
dude,
than all my family.
Too many times.
I mean, and especially with the internet, because they start to believe the things that you post, and it's like, dude, you've known me since I was born. Why are you believing this bullshit?
I know.
So it's like,
it's crazy. Cause,
right?
Because I know my mom would be like, oh, we got to do something in church. Like, no, we don't.
Yeah, let's do something.
We need a party.
Ross, and both to both of you, this is my biggest piece. Of,
like
this is my biggest piece of advice. Redo your wills. And name someone to make the decisions during the planning and the funerals and everything. Because the problem is it defaults to your wife or whoever. And that's the worst time to be asking.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3 days later, you have a fucking mortician going, "Hey, I need you to decide on a casket." Like, pull that away from your immediate family and give it to one of your buddies.
So let me
let him do that, because I've seen this. I've seen this 5 times. I've seen it just.
Yeah.
I've seen it rip apart people and families, because you've got, first off, the fucking mortician business or the whatever you want to call it is a bunch of bullshit, and all those guys should fucking burn. Because
dude, but
they're full of shit.
The fucked up part about that.
You know what's weird, Jared, is I actually had this conversation with my wife on Saturday night. We were out on the beach, sun was going down, and I was like, "This is it right here. I want to be cremated right here." But I also want my movies, all the ones that I like, to screen for 24 hours straight. Just make everybody drop acid and watch those. really get the final thing from me. Because I could fill up a full 24 hours.
Hell yeah.
More than at this point. But I think that would be rad. And where did you go? LegalZoom, Jared?
Yeah,
where
LegalZoom.
Was your will at?
LegalZoom.
I'll probably get some hate for this. But what you were just talking about was like when people get mad about the decisions, it's because people want to be associated with the process, so to say that they had a fact in that emotional thing, you know. And honestly I hate to put that out there, but I've seen so many people pass away in my fucking—
Take it away from your immediate family, I'm telling you right now.
They don't deserve— they're already going to be so crushed on the
loss. I know,
loss.
Exactly.
Let someone that can make a more rational decision than emotional.
That cheap fucking casket, that doesn't matter. I don't give a shit about the flowers. Get the goddamn service going. Like, I don't want to hear it.
That's why you guys are going to be in charge of my shit.
Yeah, that's easy.
Jared's going to be like, "Matt wants to be cremated. Throw his body. Donate his organs. Perfect. Rocco, plan the party."
We fucking party.
Yeah,
hey, I know. Jared, you want to be cremated?
That's exactly what I'm
thrown out of
ask.
Pilot X's helicopter.
Yeah,
right?
Or put in the skid of Pilot X's helicopter.
Oh, so you're always flying.
Yeah,
I love it.
So, Ross, what do you want to be buried or cremated? And how?
He just said.
I'm going cremation.
The
buried
thing
on
is
the
creepy.
Beach, out in front of where I live.
Well, that's good.
And then I want my movies to be played for 24 hours straight.
Right, that's good. Good. Matt?
Cremated, for sure. Burying, again, it's weird.
It's creepy.
I mean, I understand the whole purpose of burial is because people have a place to visit, you can show up and be like, their soul, believe their soul is there. But I'm like, man. I want to go out in a ball of flames. Like, fuck it. Like, I live life hard. Fucking send me out.
When you're cremated, what do you want us to do with your ashes?
With my ashes? Oh, man.
See for them? Can we see for them?
Can we snort them and take a shot of whiskey with them?
Yeah.
Can we make a whole—
I want you inside
custom,
me.
A custom bourbon?
A custom bourbon with your ashes? People get to drink Mad Best?
Oh, no. Man, that would—
come
be
on.
How about this? How about this?
I'd drink you. I would drink
I take a shot of you.
If I untimely die,
I take a shot.
Will you guys do the tattoo thing? And it has to be a whatever tattoo, like a fuck yeah, or maybe a drinking bros,
yeah,
a DB.
Easy.
And then the ashes, do something rad with it. Put it in whiskey, blow me up.
Whiskey.
Shoot an arrow. Like, if I do, if you don't want to cremate me on a fucking pallet. Like, we
talked about a Viking death.
A Viking. So you put send me out to the water
with
hay and then
240s.
I want three. I want three talking and cyclic. So it's—
I'm shooting one of those fuckers.
Yeah. Ross better be one. All three of you.
I would do a six.
Six gun?
Six gun fuckers.
My body goes up in flames.
Oh, dude, it'd be perfect.
And then a flyby of Pilot X.
Oh, done.
That's it.
Yeah, he just does. He does wheels.
Man, that's a good
one. The worst part about
that
is I couldn't see it. I hope ghosts are real, because I'd be like, dude, you guys are rad.
You watch from above, like, good job. A little bit more fire on the left side. Who's the shooter on the right? He sucks.
You're back.
Come on, brass to the grass, Terry. You wrist loaded the goddamn rounds.
Sergeant, my 240 malfunction.
Kill a family of seven. Kill a family of seven. No, dude, I want to get—
God, we're dark.
I want to get cremated because of the fact that the same thing. When you bury someone, you almost feel obligated to live close to them so you can visit quite often. People do. I know in the Hispanic culture is big, where it's like, oh, let's go visit them on their anniversary date of their death or their birthday. And so for me, it's like, I don't ever want my kids to feel that they have to stay in the city where I was
buried.
Dude,
my parents are the same way. Like, she always goes, I know what you're talking about, Rocco.
Yeah.
Dude, my mom's the same way. She's like, I have to go see my mom and go out there and take this day. Like, I never want to, like, take away, like— the most you can do is, like, one time giggle about a story and just take a shot and
that's
be like,
it.
Man,
day,
miss that
dude.
Motherfucker.
I've got—
and
I've
live
got,
your life, bro.
I've got 16 hard drives. I left all of them to Gary Stevens. So he's going to be
the
archive.
Video?
Yeah. So all the video, all the archived everything, like, because, you know.
We'll put together a real emotional tearjerker.
If anything, anytime anybody wants something, you just hit up Gary, like, hey, give me something of him again.
That's dope.
Edit something together.
I know if Rocco or I or Ross dies, you would make the most badass
emotional.
Like the piano.
Oh, God. Rocco. Oh, God.
Well, I was going to say, back to the ghost thing. So Danny Sanchez, One of the last nights that he came over and partied at my place, he came over with a case of Bud Light bottles, and he loaded it into the fridge and shut the door. He was sitting on the counter, and I came in, and I was like, did you get beer? And he was like, yeah, I put it in the fridge. I opened the fridge door, and he had laid the case on its side and, like, propped it up with whatever was in the fridge. He just shoved it in there. So it busted open, and all the bottles spilled out onto the kitchen floor and broke everywhere. And so he was laughing, and I'm laughing, and my ex-wife and me are cleaning up all the glass and the beer and everything like that. Well, about 2 years later, I come home by myself, throw a case of beer in the fridge, regular. Same thing. It's that case of the bottles. I had space in there. I put it in. I go to open the door. The flaps are flipped open, and all of them just fucking fall out and break on the floor.
Wow. So who do you think that would be? You think it's someone who lived there before, a spirit from before, or one of your buddies that passed before him? Or you think
that was 2 years after Danny.
What was your,
that's
what was
him.
Yeah. What was your thought, Jared?
I looked immediately. I flat, like, it wasn't even a thought, like what does this mean? It was like, this happened before and it was Danny that did it. This doesn't make sense. And I'm looking at the box. The box is flat. It's in there just fine. I did not open that case of beer. What the fuck?
That's so dope, dude. Uh-huh. See? I'm telling you, man.
So we got 3-1 here. We got 3-1 here, Matt.
I don't fuck around with that shit, dude.
What'd you say, Ross?
It's 3-1. We got 3-1 here on the ghost tip, dude. On the Miss Cleo tip.
Well, no. Do you have a story, Ross? Do you have a story that's something that, or do you just feel like?
Oh yeah, man. I've got a few, man. I've got a couple. I've got one in college. I lived in the old governor's mansion in Columbus, Ohio.
Of course you did.
No. Well, it was a fraternity. It's a fraternity. I was probably wearing Wear Kennedy, because I was just suave as a motherfucker. And the fraternity burned down. It was a little girl died in there in the 1800s, and in the governor's mansion they rebuilt it. And everybody said you could hear this little girl running through the house, like, you know, once or twice a month at odd hours. There was a couple guys that stayed during spring break. They got so freaked out that they left, and they didn't return to the house ever again. I would hear things like the pool balls breaking downstairs on a pool table, really super loud, but nobody would be down there. Windows shutting, and then I saw a mirror stand up on its own one time that I couldn't explain. That happened, and then another time when my father passed away, the moment he passed away, all the electricity went out in my house, and it kept going back on. The TV, only the TV, started blinking back on over and over and over again. And then I got a phone call that he died maybe 2 minutes later.
The thing is like, Ross, there's a ton of, you know, you have thousands of movies and stuff that kind of give theories and not, I'm not talking about documentaries, but just regular movies, like creative thoughts of what happens with ghosts and things like that. Like, there's some things that I think that we don't really think about, like what possibly could be. Like what if you die and you do stick around, but there's no concept of true time. So like Matt's saying, he wished he could watch his funeral, but what if the second your conscience, the second you're dead, it's 30 years later, and you're just like, fuck, this doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't know anybody. Like, so you just start fucking with shit, like, to see if you could figure shit out. You're making noises and everything like that, but it doesn't work because time went away from you a bunch.
So fast, so quickly. Yeah. I look, it certainly opens up a bunch of interesting theories.
Well, dude, my perspective of it, and I'm not, again, it's my same, you know, belief in religion where, you know, I have my own personal views, and that's the great part of America is you can have your own personal views. But I think that, like, I believe, I don't know, I'm not a science-based person. I'm definitely a spiritual-based person. I believe that as humanity doesn't have understanding of our existence, why we exist, you know, how galaxies and all this crazy awesome stuff is created. But, like, it's hard for me to, like, grasp the concept of, like, oh, there's Casper the Ghost. Like, that shit just doesn't vibe with me. Now, and this sounds super fucking lame, but like the Avatar thing where you're kind of absorbed in your living being in an environment and stuff like that. And like, your life
earth,
is
like materia.
Yeah, something like that is more realistic
Final
to
Fantasy
me.
7?
But don't get me started.
but to make a counter argument against this, just for the mere for conversation, is that I think people, the innate reaction to mortality is we convince ourselves that there has to be something more, because if trying to convince yourself something other than being conscious,
people can't,
you cannot grasp it. And I feel like I'm not the dumbest dude. And it's so hard when I think, okay, my conscious just ends. You can't. Your brain doesn't think that way, right? Your brain is taught to survive, push through, and fight, which... That's why I think a lot of humanity's developed these coping mechanisms, which is why
it's
crazy
a psyche
stuff
thing to like maintain psyche. You know what I truly believe, Ross, and I've always kind of believed this, is
what's that?
We're someone's entertainment.
That would be, dude. You know, you're Men in Black when we're the marble and they're just playing with us. I love that.
I was
like, that's hilarious.
That's not what I mean. It's like honestly, and just thinking of this from a nowadays person standpoint, like.
Dude, we're a card game, and like God's up there, and he's like, "Oh, 2016. How about radical Islam?" Just kidding. I played that like 500 years ago.
Dude. The thing is, it's like, here's one thing about hardcore religious people is they give credit of all good things to higher beings every time something good happens, but they never blame them when fucked up shit happens. It's never like, you fucking dick. You dick. You created this goddamn hurricane that wiped out all these people in New Orleans. Like, you're an asshole. Like, they never do. It's a weird balance, because it's always,
weird,
oh, thank God. Thank whoever that I got the job, or I won the lottery, or I did this. But it's never like, you dick. You fucking killed my daughter. You're a fucking cock. Why?
Yeah, well,
like,
that's the crazy thing about
coping
the religion. So going
exactly
on to the religion, just being
But it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like, God. I want to be God because he gets a fucking sweet advantage. He never do
he
wrong.
He gets to get out of a jail free card.
For everything.
But the devil's advocate side to that, though, is one of those things where it's always a test. It's testing your faith.
Yeah, but that's weird.
It is weird. Dude, that's the problem.
But here's where I come back to entertainment. Think about the game The Sims or SimCity. Yeah. Like, you had the option to do natural disasters and fuck your city up, or you had the option to fuck your people up in there, and you did because it was entertaining. Oh, let's see what happens when you do this. Oh, disease everywhere. Ooh, that was it. All right, let's clean that up. Like, fuck.
That's
like,
a hard...
You know what we haven't had in a while? A big fucking war. Boom. Oh, hey!
That's the challenge,
this is interesting.
Man. That's the biggest challenge about religion.
But then you do see the one guy
how
walk away.
How boring would it be? Boring would it be if everybody was just, like, getting along and hanging out?
Dude.
Agreeing.
But, okay, so Jared, but here's where I have a problem with that theory, and I'll tell you why. Why make somebody work hard only to be mediocre? Like, if somebody was playing a game and our lives were entertainment to somebody,
right?
Why is there mediocre lives? Like, either everybody's life would be shitty or rad. Like, why would you just play a whole game of like somebody working in
you're
an
just
office
wa- you're
for
just
the
watching
$40,000 job for?
You're just watching. So I have another theory too. And
but
it's
boring. But isn't it? Wouldn't be? It'd be too boring to watch somebody in a middle management.
You don't
got to
watch that. I mean, that's just the byproduct. It's the byproduct of what you created. You're like, well, I mean, it's gonna spread and everything like that. Like, this is gonna be interesting. Let's watch. How do you know he doesn't have fucking 60 goddamn worlds that he's watching? He's like, Earth's getting kind of boring. I'm gonna go over here with these fucking monsters.
But why watch Dale? Why watch Dale in Iowa? Go through, you know, he's working at Staples as a night manager at Staples.
Because he turned
Why watch that life forever?
He turned his chair the day Dale Earnhardt hit the fucking wall, and then he went to the other world because it got boring again.
Like, yeah, but okay, but now I'll change that for myself. So if there is whatever belief you believe in that, imagine if you're given that opportunity as Dale in Iowa. What was the name you used, Ross?
Dale.
Yeah.
Dale.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Dale, he's given the opportunity to live a life of fulfillment and purpose, yet he decided to work fucking 12 hours a day for his $30,000 salary and be horribly unhappy at home. I think that's on you a little bit, and I think that's the unfortunate beauty of our lives is, like, we're mortals, right? So you have one chance in this realm.
Or on the guy who
created
this?
On the guy.
That's
so I'm
like
saying
watching...
he has one opportunity to perform in this life. What the fuck are you going to do? What are you going to do, PL? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and if
it's
you're
like
gonna
watching
sit there...
General Hospital when fucking Lethal Weapon 2 is on TNT. Like, change the goddamn channel, Ross.
Or go find happiness. You know,
well, that's part...
I'm with you.
You guys are like...
I'm with you.
You keep cutting me off, and let me explain one thing.
Yeah, do it.
because I'm probably the most religious one in the room here, and to say, and I'm not, and besides that, I'm not far-fetched in the crazy. I'm not in the over-the-top version of it. So, I mean, God does give free will, and his whole concept, right? The whole concept of it is like, if you live as a good person, you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you'll go to heaven, right? So most people try and live by that standard, right? And then you're supposed to have the faith. That's the hardest part about religion. That's the hardest thing I think I struggle with, and probably most people struggle with, is all this fucking crazy shit that you talk about. I was like, man, how is that even fucking, that don't make sense. Like, why would you make us and then fucking break us down so hard? It doesn't make sense. But that's the part of what their concept, or the concept of the Christian religion, is have faith, and God's going to test you, but not give you too much that you can't handle. And you continue to maintain your faith throughout all the hardship. Then you'll be given a lifetime of eternity. And so that's kind of the concept behind it.
So that's exactly kind of the thing I was just trying to say, right. But you made it sound way better. Was
what if he's the opposite, though, like a dad?
No, but what he's saying on the religious perspective, it's like, yeah, but ultimately you have the current responsibility to change your life for the better or the worse. Now, fate, you can play that card however you want, but like, whether or not you go out and go fucking find a job that's going to make you happy, you leave a relationship that's toxic.
Free will,
you
know? Man.
It's free will, and that's the thing. So whatever you believe in, I believe that you have free will. So ultimately, like, you are the creator of your own calamity, or you're the creator of your own destiny. 100%. It's kind of up to you.
It's because that's what it is. People, if you expect everyone's pointing fingers, like, stop pointing fucking fingers, dude. It's just like,
take responsibility.
Yeah, you got to take responsibility. If you're
and
not,
sometimes life fucking throws a wet, hard dick right across your face, and you're like,
but since
I didn't do that, damn it.
When has blind leaders been great? Like, what if God is waiting for you to tell him to fuck off? Because that's what he wants. He's like, I'm gonna keep poking this motherfucker.
Listen, I'm not really religious, but I'm not doing that.
Here's two roads, bro. I'm going this one. You try that. Let's see.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Let's see how that.
You don't know.
We don't know.
You don't know.
You don't fucking know.
Come on. Come on.
And you know the hardest part about it? You know what the hardest part about it is? That the book, the Bible, is written by humans. Yeah, which interpretation is so fucked.
It's all fucked.
It's so scary to say, like,
and then people want to base shit off, I'm gonna hate gays because this book.
And that's the problem. It's like, I don't think the book necessarily was meant for that. I think it's more for like, here's some stories of some
went down.
Here's some stories, almost like, here's a good way to live your life.
Let me clarify, because I think sometimes conversations in the podcast go we get heightened about it. We are in no means or form talking shit in religion.
Never.
There's plenty of religious people in this fucking podcast. And
I got
and
Jesus
interviews.
On my hand, bro.
I have my
exactly.
One more theory.
So exactly, this is merely conversation and trying to pull apart different things. Okay, so
fun
please
debate.
Please do not take it in that way.
My other theory on why, you know, everybody wonders why good people die, why some people live till they're fucking 90, like. What if a lot of people say, you know, God could be everywhere at once. He's watching everyone at one time. Like, that's a little crazy. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Well, if it's
that
God,
you're watching.
I would hope he could do that.
But, maybe it's easy right. for him.
You're
but maybe it's
at
not.
From a humanity
maybe,
perspective.
But maybe, just maybe, you get one look in your lifetime. And
that's
that,
dope.
And
dude.
That look.
That's a dope concept.
That look is what. Is like it doesn't, and some people, the people that lived to 85,
that's
they got,
funny.
Yeah. They got their look at 7.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Oh, that's a good kid."
Yeah,
boom.
You better hope you don't have your fucking hand so far from chick's ass.
That's cool.
He's like, "Oh shit, what's wrong with this kid?"
Yeah. He's just every day he wakes up, he's like, "All right, fuck off." Fuck off.
Imagine
you're
that.
Good.
I hope
you get one look.
It's a Monday at fucking 6:30 in
you
the
never
morning.
Know.
Your wife
you
just
never
cheat
know.
On you. What are you going to do,
yeah,
bro?
I'm
that's
hoping,
your luck.
I hope I'm like hugging an old lady and saying, you know, walking her across the road and some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fuck.
Because everybody has their moments. Everybody has their good moments. They got their bad moments. They got their evil moments.
On the same topic of ghosts, is that's where the religious, there's heaven, there's hell, and then there's purgatory, right? The in-between. And that's what they kind of consider where the spiritual world would be. That's why they're stuck here on our level and not gone either south or north, because there's something they need to do, right? Or some crap like that. So that's another thought.
Yeah, but at that point, it's a lot. I think it's a lost cause. Like, you can't, once you learn that if you were a good person, you could go to the cool place. Like, no, dude, I don't want to hear you talk about how you're sorry now.
Fuck off.
Dude.
Now you know, bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah,
stay there.
Fuck you.
I take a simple look on life where I, like, that's why I'm such a patriot and so pro-America is because, like, and we're not a perfect nation, but at the end of the day, like, the betterment of society, like, you know, continuing what we are as a culture is more important than believing all this crazy stuff. And ultimately, I just want to be someone that, like, you can judge, okay, religion says this is bad or whatever, but at the end of the day, my innate emotions are for the good, I would like to think, and as long as you're not fucking someone over, being a piece of shit to someone, then
I've never,
like, that's like the whole case. Like, when I have like a hardcore conservative say God's gonna burn gays, I want to fucking beat their head in, because I'm like, you're judging, which I've the Bible goes against. Like, you're a fucking hypocrite.
You're picking and choosing what you want to practice out of your own goddamn book.
I dated a pastor's daughter, and at lunch we pretty much broke up that day because I started questioning him on his same kind of concepts. He's saying, oh, all Muslim are evil because of this. It's an ugly religion. I'm like, wait a minute. I dated a Muslim girl for 5 years before I even joined the military.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, and what a piece of
work. You're disgusting. Are you going to blow yourself up right now?
She was Indonesian, right? And that's just her family. Yeah. That was the and sweet people, if you know that, right? Not the extremist side of it. And then he started judging everyone else. I'm like, man, this motherfucker's judging. And that's the one thing. He's like, dude, fuck you, man. Here's the facts. I wake up every day trying to be a good person. I hope that I show up to the product day and he goes, you really didn't go to church as much as we wanted you to. But fuck, man, you're a good dude, man. Dude, get on in here.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I want to say, like, when I was 25 to, like, I mean, I would say 23 to 26, like, I had a huge problem with Mormons. Just because. And I don't know why. Like, I had no real reason.
You had a problem with them?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, God, they believe dumb shit. Like, this is stupid and everything like that. But then, like, as I've gotten older, I've gotten fucking smarter, and then I'm like, wait a minute, like, why? I had no reason to fucking not like those people. And number two, like, I've never met a mean Mormon. They're always fucking nice, and they're nice to their family, they're nice to everybody. Like, so why the fuck am I being? Why do I not like Mormons?
I think what it comes down to is
so what you're saying, Jared, essentially is that you wish more men were like them. Gosh,
I'm just saying.
I had a weird,
you know, I don't know why. I dislike them. Like, it was a dumb period. I mean, honestly, I would say in my younger years, I was raised indoctrinally on the fucking hate gay train until I fucking got older.
Right. So was I.
Wait a minute. There was a while. Like, I had it come out of my mouth when I was younger. Like, oh, it's against the fucking Bible.
I think
Bible.
We all were, because, like, when we were younger, though, it was still one of those, like, weird subjects. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I suck dicks all the time.
No, I love penis.
penis. Yeah. Vagina.
God, who wouldn't want that meat stick?
Dude, Mel and
it's
I
like
were
a toy.
Not to change the subject, but Mel and I were out the other night, and I totally, like, and the bartender was super weirded out because he said something about the gay thing came up, and I was like, dude, I wish I was bi. I was like, I could fuck everybody in here. I was like, I could fuck you, I could fuck her, and he was just like, okay, I'm gonna walk back in.
This guy's gonna fuck me.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you wanna get fucked?
So you down, bro, or what?
Dude, I think it's that's
life lessons we just learned from this whole conversation. Don't be such an asshole in life.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick, dude.
And Mormons are nice people.
Listen.
Yeah, being a person we learned, Mormons are nice people.
And if you're going to be a dick, let someone suck it. Okay?
There you go.
Come on.
There it is.
You know?
And don't be a ghost.
That's a perfect segue into the drinking bro of the week, too, right there.
What is it?
This week it was submitted by Alex Escobar. He says he'd like to nominate Sergeant Michael Pamphilis, USMC Reserve, for the Drinking Bro of the Week. Michael is a combat veteran of Afghanistan and a police officer in Raleigh, North Carolina.
He's a huge fan
of the podcast and Lead Slinger's whiskey.
Dude,
he got married last week.
What's his wife's name? Can we Facebook her?
We don't have his wife's name here, but he's deploying again.
Shit.
And with the reserves on August 1st, 2016.
Holy shit.
So.
Congratulations on the marriage, dude. And thank you for your continued support. You're an LEO and a service member of the United States. You're
fun.
A badass, dude. Thank you.
Can you Instagram me?
And he's from North Carolina.
I want to hang out with the guy.
And remember, brother, as a drinking bro of the week, if life's a dick, you suck it, okay?
As a drinking bro of the week, you get an infinite invitation to Matt's house whenever you want.
Yes. Yes.
All the past ones.
When I'm home. But I'll cook you deer meat. Coors Lights, whatever you want, brother. We'll go.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that, Matthew Best. That's a little homesmanship, is what we call that in the biz.
You know.
I'm kidding. No, nobody calls it that. Nobody calls it homesmanship. But they should.
Aliens, bro. Fucking aliens, bro.
Fucking aliens. Well, hey, this was a fun one, kids. We appreciate you tuning in. And
this episode was brought to you by What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
Life's hard. Hang in there, you know?
Yeah. Get so this episode was brought to you by the movie Philadelphia.
Jared.
Jared, this is the weirdest you've ever been tonight in one episode.
No, it's not.
Look, he's been drinking out of France presses. If you want to be like Jared one night, go to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Get yourself some t-shirts, some France presses. And we got some snapbacks in the store as well. For Mr. Matt Best, Jared really out there Taylor tonight. and Rocco and Ross Patterson, we are out of
love
here.
You.
We love you guys.
Hey, be like Michael J. Fox. Never stop moving. What?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
You know you're going to meet him. I got judged.
That was my moment. That was my moment.
No,
fuck.
No, that wasn't
We love you guys. Yeah. We love you guys. Yeah. We're out. We love you. Love
you. Just got hepatitis.
Love you, God.
Good night.
That motherfucker, that guy's getting AIDS.
Yeah, shit. Love you guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.